been a long time working these fields.
Halifax sweetheart, Jeff Torber is the creator for Musicians for Farmers. The event includes a feast of nonstop live music, healing farmers with food and appreciation. Like Praying Palms, Musicians for Farmers brings together rural farmers and urban supporters.
That mix for me is when real renewal starts to happen, because there starts to be cross-pollination of ideas. And really, if we're going to kind of revitalize the rural communities, we have to revitalize the urban communities at the same time.
Merrill McLeod is a project coordinator at the Ecology Action Center. She believes we're headed for trouble if we can't preserve farmland and farm knowledge.
Well, if you don't have farmland, you don't have food. It's really that simple.
David Greenberg is a dairy farmer in Brooklyn, Hans County. He thinks our Nova Scotian farmlands are in the danger zone.
Oh, I mean, it's all just collapsing. I mean, just the utter collapse of everything except large-scale industrial farming. Soon it's going to be the only thing left, plus hobby farming. It seems to be where we're headed.
David thinks it's because of our culture.
Growing up sort of in the speedy suburban culture, I was sort of confounded by this constant sense of self-absorption and frustration, lack amidst unprecedented abundance. The core of this is the self-absorption. The more you get, the less satisfied I was. And that I'm finding that just the simple work, often the simple toil of farming, is wholesome. It's as simple as that. It's a wholesome thing to do.
Musicians for Farmers helps by appreciating local farmers.
I was about a year into market gardening, and I was just exhausted. I think a lot of it is expressing appreciation, and it was the night after Farmer's Market, and I'm sitting there thinking, why am I doing this? Like, I hate my life. And I get this phone call, and it's this woman who calls, and she just says, you know, I had to call you just to let you know that was the best cabbage I've ever eaten. I don't know what you did, but I've never had cabbage that tastes that sweet and crunchy. Thank you so much. And I was just like, it really changed me. And I remember, like, it was this watershed moment where I was like, wow, well, maybe this really is worthwhile work.
David says this keeps them going. Celebrating with over 12 music acts, a carefully crafted feast, Musicians for Farmers is the appreciation farmers need. For the Radio Room, I'm Lee Park.